Hey, bats, kiddos, Joker here, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special Dominican Destroyer episode of the BCP. Right now, like, stoked to finally be joined by our guest at this time, ahead of his appearance August 1st at Basket Brawl for the Miracle League. That's going to be in Hamilton, New Jersey, again, August 1st. Guys, tickets are still available for this great cause where you're going to see a lot of your favorite independent wrestlers from the Northeast playing basketball. It's going to be amazing. I know there's going to be a tag rope. I think I was promised someone's going to be hit with a chair when they're going up for a layup, but I think anything can happen. This, for me, is going to be the event of the summer. It's all for a great cause put on by our good friend Shane Fair, and someone who's been a pillar of this event, someone who's just been such a big part of it and promoting it. Again, you know him as the Dominican Destroyer. Please welcome in our good friend Vargas. Vargas, welcome in. Applause track. What up, bro? How are you?
Really good. How's it going?
It's going well, man. Still kicking out a 2.5 over here, but just happy to have you on, man. It was good getting to know you a little bit better at the draft, man. I had seen you for the first time at WrestlePro. I believe it was January 2020. I think that was the ladder match with where Dion had won the medal for the number one contender or whatever it was. I think that was the first time I saw you, man. And you've just been killing it, man. You've got to travel the world with WrestlePro. You've been doing so many great things. And yeah, man, first, let's throw it to that real quick. First and foremost, man, everyone who went to Alaska, I love picking their brain. Like, I remember people saying they were looking for mooses all over the place. And just tell us what that experience was like, man, going to Alaska, bro.
First off, we actually did see a moose.
You did? Okay.
They're about as big as a semi truck. I would know from my dad, the truck driver.
Okay.
So they're huge.
Yeah.
We got a lot to do, a lot of traveling. I mean, you're in a van with guys like Kevin Matthews, Fala Ba.
Nice.
We had rotatings, but those were the most time I spent with Chris Pace Robinson, who's our referee for WrestlePro. So it was just a lot of fun. We kicked a lot of butt going, what, 5 shows in 7 days, all up and down Alaska. I think it turned into about 1,400 miles. Somebody drove most of them. We're not going to say who, because his name might be Dominican Uber. But we had a lot of fun.
That's awesome, man. What was your favorite part of the trip, would you say?
Ooh. Every time I got to get in the ring, because, I mean, we do what we love, and we're wrestlers. And first off, how many guys – there's guys that – I've been going on 6 years now. There's guys that have been wrestling 30 years, 20 years, that still haven't tracked perfect example, Tommy Dreamer and Shane Douglas. Look at how long their careers were. That was their first trip to Alaska. So I'm thankful that I got the opportunity to knock off something that people wrestle their whole lives and don't get to do. I mean, Bret Hart, Canada's right next to Alaska. He's only been up like 2 or 3 times his whole career. And one of them was with us in WrestlePro. So, you know, it was pretty cool.
That's epic, man. Yeah, I know a lot of the national names and people have been doing this for a while. They want to do like all 50 states, man. So Alaska is a big one, man. That's amazing to hear, bro. And earlier in the interview, you mentioned Fala. We love Fala, big fan of Fala as well. And it's funny because, you know, we always get the ba and the no and all that kind of stuff with him. So when I reached out to you for the interview, I'm like, all right, how are we doing this, bro? Because obviously you're one of those personas, man, which is just one of my favorites. I think fans connect with that, whether heel or face, whatever it's going to be. Fans really connect to that. It's a lot of fun. When I saw you for the first time, I'm like, oh, like, don't mess with this guy. Like, the Dominican Destroyer moniker is amazing, man. So tell us a little bit of the origin of Vargas.
So this is all credit to a couple of people. One, people know back when he was part of the Heavenly Bodies, his brother still wrestles now, Mark Carino, and one, Danny Moff. They both looked at me and goes, listen, well, first of all, I'm not going to say who I was beforehand because he don't matter anymore. We'll leave that in the past.
Okay.
And they were like, listen, you're 6'6", legit. At that point, I think I was 290 pounds because my weight's always been fluctuating. 280 right now. But
yeah, bro.
He's like, you're a monster. What you're doing right now isn't working. And you know what? I was smart enough. It took me a little bit because Moff was saying being Latinos were hard-headed. It comes with the territory. It took him a little while of telling me, listen, man, you're a savage. You're a killer. You're, ironically enough, a destroyer. Why are you still not doing that? And then one day during practice, when we were having wrestle pro practice, he goes, let your hair out. And I'm being very nice. So I'm saying, let your hair out. Be a savage. Be a killer. Fight him. And I'm paraphrasing Moff here because there was a lot more said there.
Yeah, understood. Yeah.
And it was born. Then, ironically enough, the first time I put on the face paint was against Fala. I was still in my old gear. Thank God that's a thing of the past. And it clicked. It was just like, you know how you put on those pants and they just feel great. You put on a pair of sneakers and they're like, not only are they fresh, they feel awesome. And as the character got going, as Vargas became a thing, it's just progressed to where we are now. And hey, they say your character or who you are in the ring, it should be, what I'm looking for here, an expression. It should be part of you. Yeah. Granted, as you can see right now, we're talking. I'm speaking English because you know Vargas roars in Spanish, and I can't say that he's not a part of me because the Dominican Destroyer is a representation of stuff that I represent. Whether it just be my heritage or just the killer aspect of my nature, because I'm very competitive. So that's a lot that goes into how I am and what I portray in the ring. And yeah,
it works, bro. I like it.
Talking, even though it kind of is, it's a whole nother person. Cause once the face paint comes on and the music hits, you're not getting Juan. You're getting the Dominican Destroyer, and he's going to hurt you, whether you want it to happen or not.
Yeah, I love that, man. It's interesting because usually the answer here is like, you know, take whatever, turn it to 11 is like the cliche that you hear. When I first started doing commentary, I found that Rob Williams was a persona that was like babyface, self-deprecating, like trying to be funny kind of a guy. And it felt very weird, man, because like I don't like being on camera. I don't like being an actor. Like I like more the behind the scenes kind of stuff. So it's very strange, but obviously like I get feedback and opinions, do this, don't do this, stay babyface, whatever it is, man. So for you, when people come to you and have that conversation with you and are just like, hey man, what you're doing isn't working. You need to change everything. Were you just kind of like, no, or were you just kind of like, okay, like were you willing to accept that? Because what you're doing right now, like I said earlier, really connects. And I think there are a lot of great wrestlers, but they still need to find what connects with the audience.
So we all go through that, especially because we think we know stuff. And guess what? In the wrestling business, the moment you think you know it, you don't know crap. You don't.
Yeah.
You don't. And I'm having somebody who people forget that he was on the first Ring of Honor show. The first ever one he was on. Somebody with that type of experience. And then I'm taking experience, learning from guys like Kevin Matthews, Mario Bacara, Bobby Wayward, you know, guys of that nature. And Pat Buck, I mean, one of the most fun matches I ever had was in a brewery with Pat Buck. I learned so much just on that day alone. And, you know, there's going to be people where they're like, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. And then you realize this, you know, your pockets are kind of light. Maybe you should listen. And It took me a second because typical Latino nature, I didn't want to realize that character wasn't working. But then when you talk about Vargas and as the hair went down, the face paint went down, I everything just clicked just like that. And it's been all rockets ahead after that. And I'm grateful every day. That's why, no matter what, they'd be like, oh, how'd you come up with it? No. The Vargas character is a representation of me, but it's because of, like I said, Mark Carino, Dan Moff, and then even Crowbar. I even got a shout-out Crowbar because I worked him at a Rescue Mania show, and he goes, so you're just Vargas? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you know what? It needs a little something. And he goes, we're in a crowd where it's they like the 80s style. They like, you know, that type where if you have a nickname, why not? And I'm like, okay, I am Dominican. And then if anybody knows me, knows I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z fan.
Nice.
So huge. and Destroyer. Okay, we've got the Destroyer gods in there. Dominican Destroyer, Vargas. And okay, that works. We did it that show. The crowds was like, okay, that's good. I saw that they responded positive to it, and all train ahead on that point, and it's been rocking out ever since.
That's what you want, though, man. Exactly. It's all about that reaction. Like, I totally get it now. Like, I've been part of, like, I guess you call them like bits or segments or whatever, with you know, playing people out on my drums or whatever, and you know, the heel will come out and threaten me and all that thing. But like, if I hear a gasp or like a giggle or something, I'm just like, oh, like people are into this, and that's what you want, man. And there's so many, like I said earlier, talents that that are just so good in the ring, but they still need to find, I feel, that way to connect with the audience, man. And the ones that have it, I see it right away. I see the long lines at intermission for the merch and all that stuff. And I feel like you have that, man. And it's, you really embraced the persona. We even saw it at the draft for basketball, shameless promo, but Vargas was there grunting at the buffet, man. Like, even when you got drafted, you went up, was awesome. Rocking the face paint all out, man. Tell us a little bit about like the face paint, like how that particular style came. I mean, obviously I have some ideas, but how that came about. Do you do it yourself? Like, were there a couple trial and errors with that? Like, talk about the paint.
So other than the first ever time I painted my face, which shout out to LSG, his girlfriend Gabby did it.
Gabby, multiple time wrestling fashion winner. Yeah, she's the best.
She's one of the best human beings you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
And the fact that she puts up with LSG, she's an angel.
Oh, stop. Don't even go there. Stop.
Hey. I say it out of love, and it's mostly because who the heck eats a banana like that? I love you, bro. I really do. But come on. Join the normal people and eat a banana like a normal person.
Oh, boy.
Eat it like corn on the cob. It's creepy.
Really? Oh, that's different.
Yeah, I'm throwing it out there, brother. Brother. But
love it.
But yeah, I paint myself. It took lots of practice. Lots of maneuvering around, and when I feel like it's, what's the best way to put it? My go-to is the Dominican flag.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I figured.
Not just that is the easiest, but you know, that represents my culture. That represents who I am. That's a shout out to my dad, because he came here from this country when he was 6 months old. His original passport is his baby picture.
Oh, wow.
So my grandfather, God rest his soul, when my dad, right about the time my dad was born, he came over here to the United States, worked in the Ford company when it was still a thing in New Jersey, and busted his behind to get all his kids over here, which is no small feat, even back then in the 60s.
Yeah.
So I represent them. I represent my dad. I represent my uncles, my aunts, and my grandparents, because they fought hard to get over here. And that Dominican flag, when I put it on, it's a shout out to all of them.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And when I mix it up, like, okay, so I looked up the tribals of the Native Americans that were in the Dominican Republic, which coincide with Puerto Rico and all the Virgin Islands around there. They're all about the same tribe, more or less. And I looked up tribal face paint. So there's times I have fun with that where, again, practice makes perfect. They don't have to be correct. They don't have to be... what's the word I'm looking for? The same thing. That's the fun I have every time. And then once in a while, like one time I hooked, I don't know if you go back to gaming at all. Remember Virtual Fighter?
Of course, but we're big gamers here, bro.
All right. Homeboy with the red hair and the face paint. I did that at a union show.
Nice. That's amazing. I love stuff like that, man. That's amazing.
Another one, in XWA. I did tribal paint. But my eyeballs and around my face or right here was a tribute to dead presidents.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, you give it a little flavor. So I love the art, man. I love details and stuff like that. That's amazing, bro. You talk about old school gaming. Are you more of like a retro gamer? Are you a big gamer now with like, you know, like the Call of Duties and the Fortnites and all that? Are you like retro? What are you into?
I'm into fighting games. I'm into sports games. I'm into shooting games. But my shooting games are all Resident Evil related.
Resident Evil 2 is my favorite. And 5. I'm a Resident Evil
4 guy.
That's a great one too, man. You can't go wrong with that. 6, not so great. But
nobody likes 63% is not there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know the deal, bro. That's amazing, man. Are you like a collector or anything like that for the retros? Like Nunez, our co-host, his room is a museum, man. I'll have to show you some pics.
Oh, that'd be sick. I have a bunch of games that just not that I collected them on purpose. It's just from I take care of a lot of my stuff, so it's just been there.
Love
like,
it.
Like I still have my original Xbox 360. Doesn't work, but I still have it.
Red Ring?
Actually, no.
No. Just burned out.
Yeah. Dude, it's like, what, 15 years old at this point?
Yeah. Somewhere. One of my favorite systems, though. NES is my all-time favorite. I'm aging myself. But Xbox 360 is one of my all-time favorites.
I had a Super Nintendo. I'm not that much younger. But
great system.
I would go PlayStation 1 because of games like Test Drive 5, Resident Evil 2, and such a Tekken, Mortal Kombat, all stuff like that. So, yeah. If we're going to go on games, I could go on for hours with that because that's what I grew up with growing up in the project. So,
hey, man, do you like them fighting games? Did you watch the new Mortal Kombat?
Oh, so what was really cool about that was me and my brother, I was sick at the time, so we couldn't watch it together. So what we did was we video chatted each other because I was stuck in my room. I couldn't get out. We video chatted each other and watched it together.
That's amazing, man. I love that.
You know, I couldn't leave my room because I was really sick. And
you probably loved it just because the experience, man.
Okay. Listen, we all know how good the first one was, even though as adults now we know it's extremely cheesy. It's whatever. Yeah. Two never existed. We're not even going to talk about it.
Like Resident Evil 6. Yep.
Exactly. The new one is not going to be what everybody wants it to be because it's a new representation and adaptation of the original. Heck, even the first movie wasn't a direct adaptation of the first video game. So you know what? Everybody's going to have what they like about it. Everybody's going to have what they dislike about it. Natara's death, amazing. But we'll go on.
What do you think about The Miz playing Johnny Cage in the next one? That's not Lord, confirmed. Yes, that's a rumor. Happened. Let it happen. You're about it. All right. That's a good answer,
he has
man.
The most punchable face in wrestling.
Oh, wow. There it is. Oh man, this is gonna start the Miz versus Vargas feud. I already know, man. Earlier in the interview, you mentioned obviously Pat Buck, Kevin Matthews, former guest of the show. Just great guys doing great things with WrestlePro. LSG you mentioned as well, Bobby Wayward. Were you a Create a Pro guy? Like, did you train with all them or I guess where are you from, man?
I'm born and raised in Paterson, New Jersey.
Okay.
So I originally started with a school back in the day called IWF.
Okay.
I think it recently restarted.
I saw that doing my homework. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And from there, unfortunately, the school closed down the first a while back. They just recently restarted. So, you know, shout out to them. Then, you know, like anybody else was like, where do I train? What do I do?
Yeah, right.
Somebody I know from a while back was like, hey, go to WrestlePro. And then guys like Sean Donovan, guys like Justin Carino were like, hey, stupid, go to WrestlePro. And I got there, and I'm not going to lie. You want to be a professional wrestler, that's where you need to go. Other than, like, another school like in Jersey, like Monster Factory, so and Danny Cage is one of the premier trainers out there too. If you're up in the Northeastern area, you want to go to Rawway. You want to go to WrestlePro. They're going to train you well. They're going to show you the basics, but then you know what? They're going to expand on stuff. They're going to teach you psychology. They're going to teach you promos, they're going to teach you how to strike, and they're going to put you in the best foot forward to get you out there. And once you're out there, your representation of them. And Pat Buck, if you notice, like you said, I believe you said he was a former guest class.
Yes, that's the word. Yeah.
If you do something wrong, it's a reflection of him. And I've been thankful to say that everywhere I go, I know I'm a representation of all those guys that I mentioned earlier. So I'm locker room etiquette, helping out whenever you can, paying your dues. There's guys 30 years in the business that still set up chairs. Why can't you? When the minute you, again, you feel that you're too big for the business, it's going to bite you in the butt. And you'll go, wow, you know, I went there once. They said I was good and they're not using me. Well, you were a douchebag in the locker room. What do you expect?
Yeah, that's it, man. Very, very well said. And some really great success stories, obviously, coming out of Create a Pro. Comes to mind Chris Statlander, another name drop, former guest of the show, who was a really fun interview. She's amazing. And just in such a short time has gone so far. Monster Factory, again, a lot of really great success stories, man. So you being involved with WrestlePro, man, I think that's a really, really good thing because a lot of people that I work with want to be involved with WrestlePro. I think that's a great destination for a lot of up-and-comers, man. And the Alaska trip is definitely the icing on the cake, man. But let's switch gears, man. I want to talk a little bit about basketball, because I can see how excited a lot of the wrestlers are for basketball. It's something different, man. For me, it's the event of the summer. I'm a big New Jersey Nets fan now, Brooklyn Nets. They broke my heart again. But yeah, I'm used to it. But
I'm from Jersey, and I grew up a Spurs fan. So
really? Okay. So you guys beat us a few times. Yeah. That's right, man. But hey, man, Spurs, great team to be a fan of. I'll tell you that, man. So obviously you're a fan of the NBA and basketball and all that stuff. How excited are you to be on the court shooting around as Vargas at basketball?
Oh, dude. What's funny is I have a sports background. I know people are like, wait, I played college basketball. I played college football.
Did and
I played
really? Baseball. No yeah. kidding. Wow. For you,
but
man.
I was also 215 pounds when I played, but now that should be even scarier because now when I'm down in the post, people are going to suffer and it's going to be awesome. Plus they don't, you know, the jump shot is going to be there. I took a couple of shots actually not too long ago and it's like, oh, okay. Everything seems to be working. So don't be shocked when you see, you know, it's raining threes, but then you're going to see layups. You're going to see blocks, rebounds. Cause just like my favorite player of all time, Tim Duncan, anything that needs to get done on the court is going to happen with we're down and they need me to score. I'm going to score. If passing, I'm going to be able to do rebounds. The bank is always open and people are going to hate that. But I don't care. Yes.
Bank is open on Sunday. The bank is open this Sunday. I love it, man. Tim Duncan's a great favorite player pick, man. It's so funny because everyone I talk to about basketball, I'm like, hey guys, like, do you guys want to like, you know, like film something or do you want to like, do something to hype it or whatever. And everyone's been great and supportive. And I'm really appreciative of everyone just making the time and the commitment to be a part of this all for charity. Thank you, Vargas, for doing that. But the answer I normally get, if I want to do something cute or a bit or something, everyone really just wants to play. And everyone is super competitive, man, because this is not a, you know, get the pencil kind of thing, man. Everyone wants to be the MVP, man. I'm talking to people. A lot of people are like, yeah, I played in college. Like even like you were like, I did this. Like people are putting out videos of them shooting around. It's crazy. I told Shane, I'm like, look, man, this is going to be a competition, man. Everyone I talk to like wants it. They want the blocks. They want the stats, man. Like, is that how you feel? Are you just going to like, once I'm on the court, it's go time, like ball in the basket kind of a thing?
I'm going to let my play speak for itself because like only a couple people know that I played in sports in college and whatnot. So the cat's out of the bag now, but they're going to see. And if Shane has his favorite for MVP and I'm an ultra competitive man. I told him that was a bad bet. I forget who exactly was, but it was a bad bet. Especially
he picked Vertigo, I think.
Yeah. God bless him. But
I love Vertigo too, but it could be anybody, man. I think there's going to be some surprises. Part. Yeah.
But like I said, and then with TJ Crawford, we don't know what side he's playing on yet.
Yeah.
And I told him straight up, Duncan and Robinson need Tony Parker. We need that all three title.
I like that, man.
We need that young Tony Parker for Duncan and Robinson because it's going to be a couple of the baby faces. We got a Steven Jackson on there. We got a little Ginobili, which if I had to pick Ginobili, probably be Casey Navarro, being that, you know.
Ginobili!
And that's no disrespect, but because Ginobili probably is going to go to the Hall of Fame as a sixth man, which is bananas. But that's that guy that's unpredictable, quirky, and can do probably a bunch of different stuff with the ball. Boom. Who else do you figure than KC in the ring? So why not translate that to the basketball court? So
I love that. Hashtag bless Casey Navarro, again, sponsored by the BCP, and I believe you have some sponsors as well, sir, correct?
Yep.
Shout out
to Juan Vargas Sr. with US Quick Trucking and Oscar Rusi for that's Los Dorados Cargos. And yeah, I was able to secure two sponsorships from them, and I appreciate that because, you know, my dad, but he didn't have to do it. His partner didn't have to do it. Once I told him about the cars, the cause of what we're doing, they were like, dude, where do we sign up? Is it just $50? Do we have to do more? And I'm like, listen, this is Shane. Here's the link. And they, within seconds, boom, boom, both of their sponsorships was in there. So shout out to them and shout out for helping out with the cause.
Thank you guys very much. That's amazing to hear. It's cool to see like a lot of these athletes like getting sponsored left and right. It's cool to see the fans get involved and want to have, you know, some hand in this. It's all for a great cause. I think in wrestling, there's a lot of drama. Sometimes there's a lot of lines in the sand, and it's really cool and unique to see everyone just kind of just come together for a bigger cause. And that's amazing for the kids, man. And hopefully we'll be doing, this will be an annual thing. Hopefully I know Shane's saying this is a litmus test for some endeavors for him in the future. I think he's doing a stellar job. Shout to Shane and everyone that's putting basketball together. Guys, again, tickets are still available at eventbrite.com. August 1st is Basket Brawl, your favorite wrestlers from the Northeast competing in this amazing contest. I want to know who's going to be the Vince Carter in this one and is going to jump over the Meadowlands Monster, maybe put the elbow in there. Vince is my favorite of all time, man. I want to see that, man. But it's going to be amazing, man. You think there's probably going to be a lot of chaos, maybe. It's basketball, it's wrestlers. I don't know, man.
I mean, if I was on the other side, it might be me, because even as a big boy, I can still jump. But like I said, that's why I said we're the Twin Towers. He's David Robinson because he's taller, and I'm Tim Duncan, baby.
I love that, man. That's amazing, dude. But excited for basketball. I could talk about it all day, but we'll switch gears back to the wrestling. As a matter of fact, let's go this way, man. Wrestling, sports guy, basketball, obviously into the gaming and stuff like that. What's something that else you're into? Or like, because obviously you do the face paint and stuff. Are you into any sort of art or anything? Are you a big movie buff? Like, what other kind of things are you into? Are you a musician?
So I'm definitely into movies, but like a little known thing that people don't know about me is I'm a huge metalhead. And really? If I could take a quick second. Oh, yeah. Take a quick second. Rest in peace, Jody Jordison from Slipknot. That's a.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. As a kid growing up, first of all, in the projects, and then growing up in Patterson in the hood, you know, metal wasn't really something that you would find in that, because it's all. And I love my hip hop. I always represent hip hop and things of that nature. But metal just clicked with me, even from when I first heard bands like Linkin Park. Then Linkin Park led me to Metallica. Like Metallica led me to Slayer. Slayer led me to the rest of the Big Four, Pantera, Machine Head. This is just bands that I still listen to on a daily rotation. Slipknot being one of those two, especially when with Jordy's play, which is if I'm not mistaken, the first four albums. All the way up to All Hope Is Gone, and
couple decades, yeah, man.
You know. It's crazy how much, and again, with my love for anime, how anime, wrestling, and rock and roll all mesh together, because that's all like encompasses of who I am. So that yelling you hear when I go out there, especially because obviously you've heard my music, that's as metal as it gets from the get go.
Yeah,
when I'm out there, the music hits and that big first roar comes in and I jump out with it, and I'm from, forget 1 to 11, I'm at a 30. Yeah. So
it's important.
It's something that's a part of me. It's a part of my soul. With movies, what did I just go see? The Forever Purge. Holy smokes, that was actually pretty good. There was a couple other movies, because there's a group of us where in a group chat, and all I hear is movies. And we're gone. So there it is.
Nice, man. Yeah, I'm still waiting to watch the new Space Jam with Nunes. We just got to find a time we can watch it, man. I love the old one. So I'm trying to look at it from like, I teach a lot of my students that are younger and they're really excited about it. So I'm trying to look at it from their eyes and let them experience the Looney Tunes. And I'm not a big LeBron guy. He's broken my heart too many times. I digress.
First weapon, middle seven. Going on.
Yeah. But anyway, moving right along, man. You talk about all these bands. Yeah, man. We always ask this one. This is our favorite question to ask, so I'll throw it at you right now. You mentioned a lot of your favorite bands. You're getting played out to the ring. Could be any band, past, present, future, whatever. Legends, Hall of Famers, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. What band, you know, you get that WrestleMania moment. What band is playing you down to the ring?
Pantera.
Done. Just like that, man.
Dimebag Darrell's guitar, Vinnie Paul, Rex Brown, and Phil Anselmo singing me out. Yeah, Pantera. Not even a thought.
Done deal, man. That's amazing. And bro, you know, not to say we're hard hitting by any means, but I have to ask this one because it's really cool to see hashtag my favorite word, opportunity, man. A lot of opportunity during this crazy time in the world, this pandemic, where a lot of our friends who we had on the show 1 year ago, 2 year ago in NXT, signed with AEW. It's amazing. Congratulations, Casey, on just signing to MLW, man. Kid's been working his butt off, man. So proud of you, man. Such an inspiration. There's been so much opportunity, specifically with AEW having their eyes on the Northeast these past 5-6 months, man. It's amazing to see a lot of the goddesses have shown up there. A lot of people from WrestlePro, let's be real, got signed there. It's amazing to see, man. You can give me the political.
Some of them are critically acclaimed, you might say.
Oh, there it is, my man, Bowens. One of, again, I'm all about the name drops, bro, but nicest gentleman. When we interviewed Bowens at WrestlePro, I think it was that same event, he was the only person we've ever interviewed that just took us over to a table. He brought us chairs, like, such a gentleman, man. Like, I mean, love Bowens.
If you ever meet his family, he's a total representation of his family. His parents are wonderful people, and I'm his dad's favorite wrestler.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely using that against him, of course. And what's funny is, even though I'm actually older than he is, I still call him a big brother because he's been in the business longer than I have. So definitely, I'm every day he's always breaking barriers down. He's somebody that could have been hindered by his sexual orientation of things of that nature. And he said, no, I'm great in the ring. My personality speaks for itself. And then who would have thought that him and Max Caster would click as they did? And just, holy smokes, what an awesome team they are.
Brilliant. Yeah, he's such a great role model, such a good, genuine human and a gentleman. So happy to see that success, man. And again, I'll throw this at you. You can give me the politically correct answer. Everyone else does. But is there a goal moving forward? Is it like, hey, I just want to learn and grow on the indies? Is it, I've been a WWE guy forever, I want to go to WWE? Is it, hey, I want to open a school someday? We've heard all the answers. I want to go to Japan. Like, what is it? Whoever gives you a contract, if it's the right time, right fit. We've heard all the answers, man. What are the goals moving forward?
The goals, anyone obviously that is willing to give me an opportunity, I'm going to not only take it, I'm going to thrive in it. I'm going to show them that not only the opportunity was worth the investment, but I'm going to over accelerate and overvalue that investment. So I'm looking to travel around the world because I would love to go to Japan, Australia. Shout out to JXT, my buddy. Europe, Mexico. I want to wrestle in the Dominican Republic too. I want to wrestle in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
How much heat could I get as being the Dominican Destroyer in Puerto Rico? But
that's amazing.
It's more than just, because I love this. I love this. I live it every day. Rip Rogers, somebody I've gotten to train under here and there at seminars, told me, if you're not working on stuff that you should be working on, which is your promos, your in-ring skill, and your body, you know, you don't want it as much as you say you do. So thankfully, I mean, even though I don't get to talk much, when I do get to speak, I make sure it impacts.
Yeah.
Like when I had the cool thing at XWA with Ace Romero, my last shirt that just came out a couple of days ago, there's a lot of people that got that are X's on, but there's one little number right there that's a bit, that's got a gorilla on it. If anybody who knows who that is knows who I'm talking about.
I have a guess, but go ahead.
Certain Puerto Rican Bayonne badass, but all those opportunities like that, I'm just, for those that were willing to take a bet on me, I want to show them that I was worth the investment and so much more. And every chance that I can get into the ring, I'm gonna show that and prove that.
Love it, man. That's amazing. And I know you will. Again, you're one of the people that really does have a connection, that persona is over, as we say, man. It's really great. That merch, we'll get the shameless promo in now, man. That shirt is fire, bro. It's amazing. I popped for it, man. It's so good. I'm glad that you brought that up. I completely forgot about that. It's an amazing shirt. Tell everyone where they can get the merch, the 8x10s, follow you on socials, all that good stuff, my man.
All right, so the last two shirts, you could get them on 24kmerch.com. Also, you could go to prowrestlingtees.com/VargasDestroyer. So definitely right there, you can grab the shirts. My Instagram and my Twitter are at JROC3571. And, oh, hold on. There we go. Put me back up there. I thought I just closed myself out. Whoops.
No, I'm used to people hanging up on me.
Never that, man. I'm in the process of opening up a fan on Facebook, so be on the lookout for that. Once that's up, I'll be able to post it. Love and it, just rocking and rolling.
Love it, man. And where we're going to see, obviously, we're going to see at basketball. I'm stoked. Maybe there's maybe some MVP hype, man. He's talking a big game here. I like that you're not like, oh, I'm going to be scoring buckets, man. Like me, like I live and die by the 3-point line these days as I'm getting older. But you're talking about assists and rebounds. I know you're hyped for that. Guys, again, August 1st, basketball in Hamilton, New Jersey. Tickets are available now, all for the Miracle League of Mercer County. And you got some shows coming up with WrestlePro. I think you're returning to Rahway. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, in October, we'll be returning to Rahway.
Can't wait, brother.
Yeah,
I need to be there.
I'll be at Spartan Championship Wrestling on the 31st, the day before basketball. On August 7th, I am at IWA, Intense Wrestling Alliance.
I have not been there yet. I got to check that out. Okay.
Yeah, Nutley, New Jersey. You could definitely come check us out over there. Absolutely. Let's just say on both shows, card subject to change because we don't – let's just say they don't know who's about to get hurt. I might.
Oh.
They don't know who's about to get hurt.
I love it, bro.
If one thing I preach is Vargas destroys the world. Nobody is safe. All souls are going to suffer, straight up.
I seen it firsthand several times, man. It's amazing. But, bro, dude, thank you so much for making a few minutes. This is amazing. Thank you for helping with basketball, all you do. Thank you for entertaining everyone during just such like a weird time in the world. And thank you for being such a good dude, man. Meeting you at the draft, I was like, I like him. Like, he's a good guy, which isn't always the case in wrestling, man. So I very much appreciate you being a good dude, man, and taking the time to do this interview. And, dude, I'll see you Sunday. Stay safe and just continue success moving forward, my man. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Same to you. I hope this podcast goes worldwide, baby. Worldwide.
It will, brother. I can't wait. Guys, again, basketball, August 1st. Get your tickets now. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace. Ooh. Get well, Val. We out.